turn on the tape, those guys play fast. They know what they're doing. They've been in that system for a while now, and everybody's flying around. So, you know, they're good. Good, stout defense. I mean, it'd be a big challenge for us.
What makes that defense unique?
I don't know if there's any one thing. I mean, I think they play good football. I mean, it's 11 guys all on the same page, all flying around. I think they all kind of fit the scheme well, you know, from the secondary perspective to the front. You know, they can get after the passer. The guys on the outside disrupt routes, timing. Safeties fly around, match up well in coverage as well. They got some physical linebackers too. So, you know, good kind of across the board. It's tough to find a weakness.
Why have you guys been so effective in the red zone this year?
In the red zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys don't like this answer, but I think it just comes down to executing. You know, I think another reason I think is our balance this year. You know, we've had such good balance all over the field that especially down there it kind of gets magnified that, you know, you make it tough on defenses to really zero in on what you're doing. And then just, you know, executing, all those things kind of get magnified down there.
Efficiency is huge for you guys' offense, obviously. You guys are great on third down, good in the red zone. What do you think it says that you guys weren't as efficient as you usually are on third down? We're still able to win the game.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, we hadn't won a game like that this year, you know, to be able to come back like that and on the road versus, you know, good team, good defense, and find a way to win that game. And, you know, I think you look back and that first half, a lot of negative plays, you know, getting behind schedule and putting ourselves in bad third downs, penalty sacks, things like that, negative runs. You know, and it's tough for any defense, let alone defense like that on the road to convert. So I think it just kind of more reaffirms, you know, the way we have been doing things when we've had success is, you know, being productive on first and second down and, you know, putting yourselves in more convertible situations.
You guys are, I think, 30th in passing in yards. Uh-huh. Do you have to be an explosive passing offense anymore? Are you guys showing you don't have to?
You know, I'm not getting caught up in that. I mean, I'm first and foremost, we're trying to win the game. And I think you want to be efficient in the passing game. I mean, good passing games are efficient. You know, that when you are throwing the ball, that you're productive. You're completing a lot of balls and you're putting guys in good situations to make plays. So certainly I think you want that. Yeah.
It just seems like the NFL has put in so many rules against the defense for things, and you're kind of bucking that trend, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, like I said, for us it's about, you know, executing and scoring points. I think I'm more concerned with how many points we're scoring than yards we're throwing for. You know, and I think the whole group kind of thinks that way.
Defenses look at Kelce a lot more now than they were earlier. Now that they've seen what he's been able to do, they put more bodies on.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, this last week didn't feel like there was necessarily any more attention to him. I think certainly he's put more things on film, so teams are aware of him. But, you know, I think it really kind of comes down to all of us doing it, you know, and then finding those matchups and you know, throwing the ball where it's supposed to go.
When you've got a guy like him, though, people just want to see him get the ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So what are the different factors that went into him getting two catches Sunday? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot of things. I really think it was more of a collective deal than anything. It wasn't, you know, they were playing good defense and you know, a little lack of execution on our part and, you know, failed to execute a little bit. But certainly he's a guy you'd like to get the ball to and, you know, a playmaker for us like a lot of other guys.
Ellis, how different is the coverage he sees now compared to week one or week two?
You know, I don't know. I don't necessarily notice any difference with them, you know. Like I said, I think we move the ball around enough that they got a lot of guys to worry about. You know, I don't know. It's tough, but probably a better question for some of these D coordinators.
On the high-low read on the third down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what determined that you were going to Kelce on that play?
Yeah, you know, they actually, you know, went and they dropped eight guys into coverage. O-line did a great job protecting up front. And he did a great job moving kind of, you know, it was kind of a second deal there in the zone, finding the soft spot in the zone and had a good feel for it, you know. Made it pretty easy.
So he made an adjustment on that thing. I mean,
it was kind of a, you know, not in the original timing of the play, kind of moved and found the soft spot.
Is that something that he was doing in the preseason, or is he just more comfortable, you get what I'm saying?
No, I think he's always kind of had that kind of feel. You know, he's always kind of been that kind of player that I think has a good feel of just understanding leverages and defenses, and it's just kind of innate. I don't even, you know.
Does that make it easy to trust a guy like that then if he's got that?
I think once you have the reps with him, for sure, that you kind of know what he's going to do and you have a good sense of it and you can kind of anticipate it. Yeah, no question. When it's the other way, though, it's tough, you know?
Alex, do you feel like from the Bills front seven, the way they attacked your structure, do you feel like they kind of helped prepare you for Seattle this week potentially?
I don't know. I mean, it was a physical front last week, and we're going to face another physical front. So in that sense, but different scheme and different players, and you know, and we'll have to find a new way to attack this defense.
Hey, do you have a sense for how much you know, Maven meant to them up front? 92.
Oh yeah, he's elite player inside for them. Elite player. You know, you turn on the film, the guy's disruptive. You know, very disruptive. So yeah, I mean, they're still a good football team though. But yeah, no question, they very, very good football player in there.
How do you think this award, the Special Teams Player of the Week, is going to change Anthony Sherman?
Yeah, that's funny. New contract, you know, Player of the Week. I've never seen it, you know, for a fullback on special teams, and he deserves it. You know, a big, big game, made the, you know, game-changing play there, you know, to give us a chance to win.
Last one. Hey, Alex, we've seen a couple quarterbacks fully say, I'm not throwing at Sherman.
Yeah.
Is that something that you even think about, or how does that work?
No, I mean, this is not the way we operate here, and not really my mindset either. I mean, I've told you guys this before. I mean, I'm dropping back and throwing the ball where it's supposed to go. We're not necessarily forcing the ball to anybody or shying away from anybody either. So, you know, really the play and situation and all that stuff's going to kind of dictate to where the ball goes.